Hey, John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions, Give Me Credit Media, and U.S. Credit Project. And here is your credit news for Friday, April 10th, 2015. The biggest problem consumer law attorneys see is people trying to collect debts where they have absolutely no authority to do so. Suing people over old debts is another large issue. There are five words debt collectors don't want to hear. The statute of limitations has run out.
Okay, that's six.
There's a statute of limitations on debt, and after it expires, the debt owner can't sue the debtor in an attempt to get payment. Statute of limitations vary by state and the kind of debt. But if someone tries to collect an old debt of yours, there should be a lot of red flags going up. Ask for documentation that the person is trying to collect the debt is authorized to do that, and that will give you an idea of how old it is. If there's a question about the debt or the authority of the person trying to collect it or the amount, contact somebody who knows, such as myself at Master Credit Solutions. You can get this information for free, or you can consult an attorney. It is illegal for a collector to offer to settle a debt that's beyond statute without telling the debtor the statute has expired. It's misleading. Most states start the statute of limitations from the date of the last payment, so that making a new payment would restart the clock. If somebody contacts you and you haven't heard from them before, don't assume that just because they have information about you that they are legitimate. Ask for written verification of the debt, and if you have any questions about it, give me a call, John Mackey, at 888-417-3400. I will review the case for free. If you don't, you may waive your rights if you don't do things correctly. Credit cards and other loans can serve as a lifeline when making ends meet may seem out of reach during times of financial hardship. Unfortunately, relying too much on these types of loans can actually damage already poor credit, and recent data indicates that this kind of problem could be getting worse. New data from Credit Bureau Experian shows that consumers with average to poor credit are spending more of their available credit. Looking at data from the last quarter of 2014 and the last quarter of 2013, consumers in all credit levels increase the amount of money they spend on their credit cards relative to their credit limits. Since credit scores are determined in part by the amount of available credit in use, this trend could spell trouble for people with already weak credit scores.
John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions. Thank you for listening to Give Me Credit. But what this brings up is an area in which you might need help. You might need help with your credit report and your credit score. You might need to clean it up. And let me tell you, folks, I've been there. I know there is no shame in this, but let's get the good times rolling again. The only way to do that is to contact me. I need you to call me at 888-417-3400. Let's at least talk. Let's discuss your credit issues. There's no charge in this, and there's no shame. My email address, John Mackey. @givemecredit.us. John Mackey @givemecredit.us.
The Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or the CFPB, has sued a dozen debt collection agencies, debt payment processors, and their agents in Georgia and New York, claiming that they used robocalls to threaten and harass consumers into collectively paying millions of dollars in debts they did not owe. The suit asserts that consumers were harassed, threatened, and deceived as part of what Bureau Director Richard Cordray called a reprehensible scheme to collect debt that was not even owed. The agency complaint alleged that the debt collection scheme would not have been successful without the participation of telemarketing company Global Connect and payment processors that included Global Payments, Pathfinder Payment Solutions, Frontline, and Electronic Merchant Systems. All have been named as defendants in the case. Recently, FICO announced a new score system that is expected to be launched industry-wide at the end of this year. This score is designed for those that are unscorable or have little to no credit history and cannot get credit cards. The issue affects about 50 million people, or almost 25% of the U.S. population. However, consumers need to be educated and aware that it's still important for them to build up a traditional FICO credit scores. Most mortgage banks and lenders are not using these alternative credit scoring systems, and there are strong indications that the new FICO score will not be widely used. They cannot be forced to do so. To start, banks utilize FICO's traditional scoring models for over 90% of consumer credit decisions, and it's extremely unlikely they will overhaul this model for a new one. If you're far behind on your credit card payments, you might find your debt is charged off. A charge-off occurs when an account is seriously delinquent. For credit cards, that's 180 days, and that's 6 months of not making the minimum payment, according to IRS law. And the bank writes off the debt as uncollectible. But just because your bank has written off the debt, you aren't necessarily off the hook. Here are some things to expect. Number one, you still have to repay your debts. Considering your account is uncollectible is an accounting term, and it doesn't affect whether or not you have to pay the debt. Your lender is still entitled to the full amount owed, though it can only collect until the state-mandated statute of limitations expires. Your bank may still decide to pursue the debt in full, and it's legally entitled to do so. Number two, you might have to make your payments to someone else. Your bank might not decide to do the work of collecting the money itself, and most don't. Instead, it may hire a collection agency or sell the debt for pennies on the dollar. In that case, you'll have to make your payments to the collection agency, not the bank. Be careful, though. Debt collection scams abound, so make sure that the company you're paying is legitimate. Your credit score will fall. Having your account charged off is going to leave a black mark on your credit report for 7 years. That, combined with the records of missed payments that led to the charge-off, will make it difficult to qualify for mortgages, auto loans, new credit cards, and so forth. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.